Amen. Praise the Lord for that special this morning, and we can trust the Lord, and He will take care of us. What a blessing it is to know that. If you have your Bibles with you, if you look with me to the book of Exodus and chapter 3, Exodus chapter 3, we're going to be reading verse 13 down to verse 15. As God is sending Moses to Pharaoh to tell him that he is to let God's people go and going to deliver them out of Egyptian bondage. And so we're going to be looking here, Exodus chapter 3. Go ahead and stand with me. We're going to be reading verse 13 down to verse 15. The Bible says, "And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. My memorial unto all generations. And let's pray. Father, we bow before you. Thank you, Lord God, for the privilege and the blessing it is to be in this place. For everyone that's taken advantage of the opportunity that you made available to them who have come. God, again, you know exactly who's here, and you know what spiritual needs are represented in this auditorium here today. And I just pray, God, that as I preach your word, that which you have directed me to preach, I pray, God, that you would empower that and you would use that to speak to each and every one of us. I pray, God, if there's anyone here that needs to be saved today, that that would be very clear. They would understand that they're lost and on their way to a devil's hell, and they will take advantage of the opportunity they'll have to be saved yet today. I ask, God, that you would just continue to work in our midst. Use me once again as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. My memorial unto all generations. Memorial, preservation of memory, preservation of memory, that which preserves the memory of something. In the United States of America, in our Christian calendar, we have established this day to remember those who have given their lives in service to this nation, paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we might enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy today. I am all for a Memorial Day. I'm all for all United States citizens to remember that we owe a debt, a great debt, for the freedoms that we enjoy in our lives. I believe that every child should be taught. They need to be informed as to the sacrifices made for them to enjoy the freedoms that they enjoy. They should not take that for granted. It's something that we ought to teach in our schools, and it's something that we ought to teach in our homes. Children need to understand that. But this morning, where did this idea of setting up memorials come from? I'm in agreement with it. And praise God, I love Webster's Dictionary definition, that which preserves the memory of something. And yet we find the most important something right here in Exodus in chapter 3 and verse 15. The first mention of setting up a memorial. And God says, it's my memorial unto all generations. Something that God says, I have set it up for all humanity, for all time. No matter what century, no matter what generation, I have given this as a memorial. I have set up this memorial. Preservation of memory. Can I tell you this morning that God wants us to remember what He wants us to remember? God has a purpose for that. God knows us better than we know ourselves. And for humanity to continue to have a civilized society and for humanity to be what God wants it to be, we have to keep on our minds. We have to remember those things that God would have us to remember. I believe for us in the United States of America, for us to continue to have the kind of society that we have and people that appreciate what we have in this country, we have to remember the sacrifices made for us to have the freedoms. If children do not have that memory, it will impact them in a negative way. They will not appreciate what they have, even the freedoms as a United States citizen. How much more important for us not to remember what God says He wants us to remember. It's a good thing to remember or keep on your minds, if you're married, what your spouse wants you to. I don't know about you, but every now and then my wife would tell me, don't forget. Whatever that is, if she tells me not to forget, I had better keep that on my mind. Because if I fail to keep it on my mind, I will forget. And then when I come home without something I was supposed to bring home, I've got to deal with the consequences. It's a good thing to remember dates as a married individual. Amen? It's a good thing to remember your anniversary date. It's a good thing to remember birthdays. It's a good thing to remember certain special occasions. It's a good thing to remember these things. And in order to remember them, I've got to keep them on my mind. It's a good thing to remember what your boss wants you to remember. You see, if you fail to remember what your boss wants you to remember, more than likely you're going to get fired. You're going to lose a job. But it's even more important to remember what God wants us to remember. For God wants us to remember things out of a love for us. And out of a knowledge of who we are. He knows if we fail to remember what He wants us to remember, if we fail to keep on our minds what God wants us to keep on our minds, then we will stray. And if we stray from God, I guarantee you there is a devil that wants to devour. So remember, keep on our minds, first of all, who God is. That's what He's saying right here. He says, and this is my memorial. I've set it up. I've established it unto all generations. What is this memorial? He said, this is my memorial. What is this memorial? First of all, what Moses was asking, what do I tell the people? Who do I tell them sent me? And God said to Moses, I am that I am. God has set up this memorial that we still know him by. I am that I am. Always in a present tense. God wants us to remember him by this phrase, I am that I am, understanding that he is who he is. And he's the same today as he was in eternity past. And he's the same today as he will be in eternity future. God never changes. He's always in the present tense. He is who he is. I am. In my prayer, when I get in my prayer closet and I'm focusing on God, I always acknowledge, and it helps me just to know who it is that I'm praying to. I always acknowledge the Godhead. And I start off by saying, I worship you because you're the creator God. And I always say this, and you're the great I am. Understanding that God has established this as a memorial that he is the great I am. And then I say, you're my heavenly Father. And then I go and I acknowledge Jesus Christ. I worship you and I praise you for being who you are. You're God the Son, my Savior, my Redeemer, my Lord Jesus. And then I acknowledge this Trinity. I acknowledge the Holy Spirit as my comforter, as he that dwells within me. Now that's something that I use as a memorial. I acknowledge God for who he is. I acknowledge him as being my heavenly Father, as the great I am. I acknowledge Jesus Christ as being my Savior and my Lord. I acknowledge the Holy Spirit as being my comforter, he that dwells within me. And now I'm ready to pray. Now I'm ready to communicate with God because I am reminded of who he is. Something that we should never forget, something that should never leave our minds is who God is. This latest shooting, Noblesville, close to home. Can I tell you, it's not the guns. It's the minds of our children. Not only should our children understand where our freedoms come from, not only our children should understand and respect the United States of America, respect the government, respect everything about this land that we live in, the greatest nation on earth, but we also need to keep on our minds that there is a God. The problem is not the guns. The problem is we have taken God out of the minds of our children. And if we take God out of the minds of our children, something that God says, I want you, I have established this as a memorial for all generations. You have need of this. If you don't have this, it's going to impact how you live and how you act. I guarantee you, any time that somebody pulls out a gun and wants to murder somebody, they are not thinking about who God is. If they understand who God is, they are fearful of a creator God who sees them and knows them and has a judgment upon their sins. God says, I've established this memorial. Need to keep it on your minds for all generations. God is the great I am. He didn't even stop there. He says, I am the God of Abraham. I'm the God of Isaac. I'm the God of Jacob, meaning that I am the God of Old Testament Israel. Israel is an example for you to look to. The God of Israel is the God that we look to today as the only begotten Son of God. Because God, the God of Israel, had revealed to them that he's sending a Messiah. He's sending a Savior. And when you acknowledge the God of Israel, you acknowledge the fact that he promised all through the Old Testament, the prophecies, I'm sending a Savior. I'm sending a Messiah. And some 2,000 years ago, he came. The great I am sent his only begotten Son that we might know who he is. Know who he is. He's God. He's the great I am. And know that he sent his Son Because the second thing that God wants us to remember is not only the great I am, but what God has sent to us. He sent to me a Savior. Not only do I need to keep on my mind who God is, but I need to keep on my mind, if I have received Him, that He's my Savior. God saved me. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Keep that on your mind. God sent Moses to deliver Israel from Egyptian bondage. Look with me, Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. Another memorial. Another memorial, and God would set them up throughout the Old Testament for the Old Testament saints to be able to see who God was and to understand what God wanted them to understand and to keep on their minds things that God wanted them to keep on their mind, which continues for us today. In Exodus chapter 12 and verse 12, at the very last of Moses delivering the nation of Israel out of Egyptian bondage, this would be what God would use on purpose, and this would be a memorial. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast, against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial. And ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generation. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. An ordinance forever. Today we have been given the memorial that Christ established after fulfilling the Passover memorial. You understand this? This is God says, I've set up the memorial. The memorial, first of all, is to know who I am. He is the great I am. And as the great I am, He promised to send to the world the Messiah, the Savior. And this Messiah, the Savior, was who they were looking for. And there was something about His blood that would take away the sins of the world. It was the blood that was saved them. It's the blood that delivered them. Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. Everybody follow me this morning. Powerful stuff, powerful truths. Luke in chapter 22 and verse 14. We should never forget who God is and what He did for us. Verse 14. And when the hour was come, He sat down and the 12 apostles with Him. And He said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Taking it back to the memorial of the Passover, realizing that He was a sacrificial lamb. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Something for every believer to look forward to. And He took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. This memorial that He set up helps us not only to realize salvation, what Jesus brought to us, but what we have to look forward to. Never let that leave your conscious mind. And He took the bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave it unto them and saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me, the Lord's Supper, a memorial set up for us by God to remember what He's done for us. The sacrifice is made which bring to us deliverance from sin. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. We should never forget what he took for, what it took for us to have everlasting life. When we actually deserve hell. For the wages of sin is death, eternal damnation, and we're all sinners. Outside of Jesus coming and shedding his blood on Calvary's cross, we are headed for a devil's hell, separated from God for an eternity. But as we acknowledge the blood, we acknowledge what Jesus has done for us, we can have everlasting life. God became man and died for me. Children need to know that. God says, I've set up these morals. These are the things that I want you to remember. And I want you to keep on your mind, because keeping them on your mind will impact how you are raised. It will impact how your mind develops. It will impact how you will live your life on earth. The problem with our society today and some of the things that are taking place are a direct result of this, is we have forgotten God. Even though he set up the memorials, we have forgotten who God is and what he has done for us. We better remember. We need to remember. It's important for us to remember that which God wants us to remember. But you know something else? We must also forget. God says, I know what I want on your minds, and I know what you need to put out of your minds. Because I know if you keep this on your mind, it's going to hinder you from accomplishing what I want you to accomplish. And so there's certain things I want you to put out of your mind. Joshua chapter 24. Joshua chapter 24. We'll get to this on Wednesday nights. We're coming to the end of our study on Joshua on Wednesday nights. But Joshua chapter 24 and verse 14. Joshua given his last counsel, his last instructions to the nation of Israel, because they needed this. They needed to know this. Not only had they set up all these memorials, been coming over the Jordan River, coming past the Red Sea, God had established memorials for them all along the way. Things that they were to keep on their mind. But now Joshua says this, not only are there things that you need to keep on your mind, there's things that you need to put out of your mind. In chapter 24, verse 14, now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. Goes on to say, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites who in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Put away or put out of your minds the gods of Egypt or the gods of the world. If you have gotten saved, praise the Lord for that. You're a new creature. You're a new creature. Everything is becoming new. Old things are past. And God wants you to now focus on that which is becoming new. God wants you to focus on what you have in front of you. What will hinder you from moving forward? What hindered Israel from moving forward into the promised land? What caused them more problems than anything else in the wilderness as they were wandering through the wilderness was they kept thinking of, and they had a distorted view of what it was like in Egypt. And they would bring it up time and time again to Moses. Oh, there were so many garlics and leeks and the food was so much better in Egypt, and now you brought us up here and there's nothing but these little manna. And we had the ways in Egypt were so much better than the ways we have it now in the wilderness. Well, the wilderness was never intended to be their life, it was a preparation for the promised land. But what they needed to do was put out of their minds what was in Egypt. What they needed to do is put their minds on the memorials that God had set up for them and what God had done for them and look forward to what God had in store for them. Put out of your mind the way you lived before you got saved. Because Satan will always make it seem a lot more glamorous than what it actually was. If you're not careful, he'll use it to tempt you to go right back to it. And you lose the blessings of God. You lose the hand of God upon your life when you go back to it. Not only do you have the turmoil of the world, but you have the chastisement of God. Now, there's certain things we need to put out of our minds. There's certain things that we need to forget. Matter of fact, look at Philippians in chapter 3 with me. Not much longer, almost done here, so follow with me. Philippians in chapter 3. Hopefully this makes even more sense to you now as we look at Philippians in chapter 3 and verse 7. Paul here writes and he says, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. The things that I gained in this world as a lost man, I count loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ." All my past life, all my past thinking, I've put behind me. I don't want to think about that anymore because I want the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung. In comparison to what I get from receiving Jesus Christ and the life that he has for me to live, the life that I lived before is dung, waste, of no use, that I may win Christ. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness. For my own righteousness is filthy rags. Which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God of faith. That I may know him. And the power of his resurrection. Now he's focused on what the memorials that was set up and what God wants him to keep on his mind. That I might know him and the power of the resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after. That's what I'm doing. If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, look right here. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things. God says, not only have I set up memorials for you to keep in memories, the memories that I want you to keep on your mind. But there's certain things we have to forget. Paul said, this one thing, one of the most important things I do, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. You can't do anything about those things. And Satan will only use them to hinder you. Once you have received Jesus Christ, focus on who he is and what he has for you and put those past life behind you. And don't be tempted by Satan's suggestions. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Go back with me and we're done. Exodus chapter 3. Exodus in chapter 3. God said to Moses, "This is my name forever, and this is my memorial." Praise God for memorials. See, because preservation of memory, that which preserves the memory of something. And there's nothing any more important than what God wants us to remember. This is my memorial unto all generations. Can I tell you, Lighthouse Baptist Church, we must work on remembering and forgetting what God wants us to. Say, preacher, I want to. That's my desire. How do we do it? How do we do it? One last verse, let me just read it to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 1 and 2. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye all the churches had this order upon the first day of the week. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Prioritize the memorial Jesus set up for us before he ascended back to heaven. Prioritize the memorial that Jesus set up when he established his church. And he said, I'm Lord of the Sabbath. Therefore, as being Lord of the Sabbath, I'm setting up the first day of the week as a memorial of who I am, to keep you in mind of the things that I want you to think about. You see, this day and this place is a memorial. Established by Jesus Christ, by which and through which we have ordinances. Outside of you being in church, you'll never witness a baptism. Outside you being a part of the church, you'll never experience the Lord's Supper, which is a reminder, a continual reminder of the body and the blood that was sacrificed for you to be saved. I guarantee you today, Satan is very much hard at work to erase the memorial of the first day of the week out of the minds of all humanity. Praise the Lord, you're here. And this is the place that you're going to be reminded of the things that God wants you to keep on your mind. It's a place that you're going to be reminded to forget the things that God wants you to forget. And in doing that, you can live as God would have you to live and experience the blessings of his presence. God's memorials set up to help us remember what we have to remember and forget what we must need to forget. If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed this morning. My memorial unto all generations. We need memorials. As the United States of America, praise the Lord, we need memorials, and we need to teach our children. They need to understand and respect this great nation, appreciate this great nation. But what's more important than that is memorials that God set up. They need those thoughts. We need those thoughts to keep us where God wants us to be. Do you have those? You might know who God is, but have you received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If not, today's the day. Stop fighting it. Stop running from it. Make today the day that you can set up as a memorial of your own salvation. Maybe a rededication is in line. You've strayed, you're not where you need to be, and you've lost the peace, you've lost the joy. This morning, why don't you make this a memorial? Get right with God. keep the right things on your heart and your mind. Father, we bow before you now. We thank you for the message. Thank you for the truth of your word. And I pray that you would now take what's been preached and apply it to each and everyone's heart and minds that are here. Lord, knows no doubt there's decisions that need to be made. I pray that they would be made. Whether it be salvation, baptism, church membership, or rededication, whatever it might be, God, I pray that you would prick the hearts of those that are here. Help them to do what you would have them to do. Bless in this invitation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.